here. I, as Megan mentioned, my name is Eve Goldstein-Siegel, and I'm presenting on behalf of a team at ICRW that works with the Nike Foundation. Since corporate donors are increasingly important in the development landscape, I wanted to share an example of ICRW's experience working with a corporate donor. The partnership is between two U.S.-based agencies, one a 30-year-old international NGO specializing in research, and the newly formed Corporate Sector Foundation. ICRW uses its research and evaluation expertise to support the Nike Foundation in measuring the impact of its grants. Currently, ICRW works with the Nike Foundation to provide technical support to approximately 40 grantees worldwide, implementing programs that aim to improve different aspects of girls' lives, including education, livelihoods, economic empowerment, and health, among others. Founded in 1976, ICRW has over 30 years of experience researching issues of gender and development. Much of the first two decades of ICRW's work was tackling the question, why women? Now that there is overwhelming evidence demonstrating that a focus on women and gender is necessary for lasting social and economic change, we are moving more towards the how to integrate women and gender issues into programs and policies. So rather than a think tank, we are a do tank that translates research findings into concrete steps that program designers, donors, and policymakers alike can take. Nike Foundation's mission is to contribute to poverty alleviation through investments in adolescent girls. They use their passion, voice, and resources through grant making, advocacy, and partnerships to support initiatives that inspire and mobilize support for girls' empowerment and well-being in developing countries around the world. They also strive to foster innovative models of corporate philanthropy. Does not have an endowment. Thus, it continually needs to attain approval from Nike Inc. to maintain its philanthropic efforts. In addition, some of the Nike Foundation staff are on loan from Nike Inc., giving the foundation a corporate feel and a very corporate way of running business. ICRW's approach to the work comes from a very nonprofit, sometimes grassroots, and academic background. Many of our staff have worked in the field for a number of years and taught at academic institutions. Thus, ICRW's approach to the work with the grantees and the adolescent girls that they are trying to reach is seen much more as a partnership between peers or a mentorship, trying to build the capacity so that the local NGOs or CBOs have the tools and knowledge to measure and evaluate their own interventions. In contrast, the Nike Foundation approaches their work much more from a business background. As I mentioned before, a number of the staff at Nike Foundation are coming from Nike Incorporated, where there is a strong results-driven attitude towards the work. Thus, since we are coming from two distinct backgrounds, we often need to take a step back and look at the broader vision, which is giving adolescent girls in developing countries the means to improve their lives. Here's one example of a Nike Foundation grantee. ICRW works with each grantee to provide technical assistance on monitoring and evaluation. The goal is to build evidence on girl programming and to ensure that the results that a given grantee measures fit into the Nike Foundation measurement framework. So one of the 40 grantees that we are working with is Instituto Promundo, based in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Promundo implemented a successful intervention to promote gender equity among low-income young men in low-income communities of Rio de Janeiro. With the help of the Nike Foundation, the organization is now implementing a similar intervention for women called Program M. which stands for Mulher, or Women in Portuguese. ICRW works with Instituto Promundo to ensure they're using good quality tools to assess the intervention and monitor whether young girls' attitudes towards gender roles, sex, and reproductive health change over the course of the program. And the girl in the picture here is a participant in Program N, and her shirt reads, "Machismo, homophobia, and racism. Count me out." In the next section, I'm first going to go over some of the challenges and benefits for an organization like ICRW of working with a corporate donor. Then I'll talk a little bit about the impact of our partnership on each of the institutions and on the development field more broadly. So, receiving funds from a corporate foundation can erode an NGO's credibility. Nike, Inc. is not necessarily a politically neutral entity, and many developing country organizations hesitate to accept funds from them. Corporate foundations are often unfamiliar with the complexity of development issues. There's a steep learning curve about what can be accomplished in development programs, especially those that have recently started working with girls. So since Nike Foundation is very new to the development field and to monitoring and evaluating programs, they don't have a good understanding of the time and effort it takes to accomplish certain activities. Thus, they're often impatient and want a quick turnaround, which is something we have to work with. Nike Foundation and its grantees are all committed to bettering the lives of adolescent girls. But while NGOs tend to talk about the rights and well-being of girls, the emphasis of Nike Foundation is more on the economic return on the investment in adolescent girls and on the importance of adolescent girls as economic entities in their families and communities. As a result, the language Nike Foundation tends to use in talking about girls differs somewhat from the more standard development speak, which ICRW is much more familiar. However, there are some benefits as well. ICRW's impact on Nike Foundation. With ICRW's over 30 years of experience in women's issues in the international development field, we have been able to advise the Nike Foundation on what programs work best and some of the challenges that might arise on trying to fund certain programs in various settings. Nike Foundation is also gaining a better understanding of what is involved in measuring and evaluating programs, realizing that in order to get the results they want, they might have to reevaluate what sort of programs they fund or how much they're willing to invest in certain areas, which helps the foundation learn and grow. Also, together, ICRW and Nike Foundation have created a new model of philanthropy, which is this donor evaluation partnership. Foundations are increasingly outcome-oriented. The difference with Nike Foundation is that they're not only outcome-oriented, but they push their grantees to set targets for what they think they can realistically achieve, and they provide resources to build the capacity of the grantee organization to measure their accomplishments. Thanks to Nike Foundation's high expectations of what can be learned from the grantee experiences, ICRW plays a unique role in providing technical assistance to grantees in an ongoing way, and free of charge to the grantees. So in every relationship, there are always pros and cons. Some of the challenges. Occasionally, colleague organizations wonder why we are taking money from a corporate donor like Nike Foundation that is intrinsically linked to Nike Inc., whose name in the past has been associated with labor abuses, among other things. Thus, one of the challenges at ICRW is to justify our work with the Nike Foundation. As I mentioned before, ICRW and the Nike Foundation are coming from two distinct backgrounds. Thus, we often need to change the way we have traditionally thought about development issues to be more receptive of some of the new and innovating ideas that Nike Foundation has. On the other hand, there are a number of benefits. Working with the Nike Foundation has given us a better understanding of the corporate mindset and the kind of results a foundation such as Nike Foundation expects from its grants. And, as I mentioned before, corporate donors are becoming increasingly important in the in international development, so this definitely helps us out. Being in the position of advising now 40 organizations at once on their monitoring and evaluation has also certainly strengthened our internal competency in this area. And we have also expanded our partnerships. Nike's mindset has introduced ICRW to new partners and new ways of thinking and working. For example, we've worked with Imaginations, which is building funds in countries to create jobs and to do economic work with youth. This is a group we might never have worked with, but we now find ourselves in the position of advising them on their M&E and therefore on the content of their activities. Also, by working with so many grantees in such varied settings, we can stay abreast of the different types of programs that are working with adolescent girls and learn about new and innovating programs in the field. Lastly, ICRW's name is linked is often linked with the Nike Foundation when they speak about the program that they do with adolescent girls, giving ICRW a reputation of providing quality technical assistance on monitoring and evaluating youth programs. The work has also increased ICRW's marketability as an M&E organization. We now have this image of an organization that maintains high standards in its research, but also has its feet on the ground. So there are also some benefits to the development field. This partnership builds results-oriented thinking into program design. The responsiveness to corporate donors pushes us to explain our own investments in girls. Also makes financial and technical support available for monitoring and evaluating programs. In addition, there's greater access to corporate infrastructure and skills. Since Nike Foundation is a new foundation, they bring new money and new perspective to the development field. Nike Foundation also has the chutzpah to approach the big players in the development field and get better exposure. They're a relatively small foundation, but they take on huge challenges and often surprise more established development players with all they manage to accomplish. For example, the Nike Foundation has initiated a coalition for adolescent girls. That's okay. Everybody can still see that, right? So the Nike Foundation has initiated a coalition for adolescent girls. Nike aims to change the thinking of religious leaders, corporate leaders, movie stars, and everybody else about adolescent girls and girls' centrality to international development. So they have commissioned an important report and are mobilizing Nike Inc.'s marketing machinery to change people's views about the world. And even more benefits to the development field. By receiving funds from the Nike Foundation to support monitoring and evaluation of the NF grantees, we can build the capacity of our partners in the field with no cost to them. It also brings the idea of working with gender and girls to organizations that did not previously work in this area. Also, with ICRW closely supporting the monitoring and evaluation of the Nike grantees, we can more easily identify successful programs, and there's a greater financial and technical support available to scale those programs up. Lastly, we are simply able to reach a greater number of girls in developing countries through this partnership, much more so than we would otherwise be able to do.